Why are you running?
One of the biggest challenges we have right now in our country is that there's a complete breakdown of trust between our elected officials and our citizens. I hear that from residents across the district and the state, that it used to be people thought, you know, I don't necessarily trust, you know, politicians. But now it's an instance where they have actual evidence, you know, within the latest spate of scandals from the Obama administration, be it what happened with the IRS, the incompetence and lack of accountability within the VA, the attempted cover-up in the aftermath of the incident in Benghazi, and then, of course, Obamacare, where people like to debate policy. They have no problem with that. They can understand if people have opposing views, but when you foist something upon the American people based on a false premise and sold on basically lies, that's really problematic.
Now let's talk about some of the specific issues you are hearing from people mm-hmm. when you are on the campaign trail. What are their top issues? What are their top concerns?
Jobs in the economy, as it would be expected, is of primary concern. Then healthcare, education. But again, their concern is that control is just, and decision-making power is being taken away from them.
Your opponent has criticized you for votes that you have missed during your time in the House, specifically missing a vote on Medicaid expansion, mm-hmm. Which you did speak out against. How do you respond to that?
Well, I've served four terms as a state legislator, and, you know, we are a volunteer legislature, and, you know, it's no excuse. I'm sorry I missed any votes whatsoever, but I did work, you know, a number of jobs and have been in grad school, and it's a challenge. And overall, I have an above average voting record and attendance record, so I'm proud of what I was able to accomplish. Sorry I missed some votes, but I think it's being used for to make political hay of it. It's not as though I have a shoddy voting record.
But you would say that was a fairly large vote.
Sure, sure. I was there through the committee process, voted on it in committee, and did speak to it.
What's your take on the ongoing debate over immigration reform?
It's become something where, as with, you know, health care, this approach of, you know, comprehensive reform is always put before us and rushed through the process. And, you know, when it's comprehensive, it means it's enormous in scope, and there are some good things that are actual targeted reforms, and then there are some things that, you know, some people simply can't support because they've campaigned that way. So you end up with a situation where people that vote for it are considered traitors, and people that vote against it are seen as obstructionists. And then you have a do-nothing Congress, you know, like everybody likes to say. So I would love to try to be a part of targeted reforms to some of the very specific issues at hand.
Any specifics in that idea? I mean, any particular
sure.
things? What are some ideas
sure.
that you bring
well,
to the table?
You know, the first is, of course, I oppose amnesty because American citizens were born here. You know, they have that right. And then there are many, many people that have been dotting every I, crossing every T in terms of being here in a, you know, legal fashion and then going through the process that we have for citizenship. But it's gotten out of hand, and we can't, you know, all of a sudden, again, just because, you know, we have a humanitarian crisis or, you know, some sense of urgency to put other people at the front of the line. So everybody has to go, you know, to their proper place in the back of the line. And also to prevent, you know, things from another crisis from popping up, we absolutely have to secure our border.
Let's talk foreign policy for a moment. What's your opinion of the administration's actions in the Middle East?
You know, the fact of the matter is, did we go into Iraq, you know, in the first place? Was that a good idea? Obviously, that's open to debate. Was the surge something that worked? People agree that it did. Was America war weary? Yes, it was. You know, we wanted our troops to come home. But when you just make it a political point, which I believe the president did, that, you know, he was going to bring everybody home, come hell or high water, that's just what was going to happen, then I think he's allowed the situation we're seeing today. There was a vacuum. There was not a status of forces agreement that was reached, and we left basically an unstable situation that's now turned into total chaos. And unfortunately, you know, though I think we're doing the right thing by, you know, the airstrikes and humanitarian aid to help, you know, those refugees in very desperate situation, you know, their lives completely at risk. I do think that now when I hear, you know, military experts talking about it, they say, sadly, we may have to bring troops back there. And, you know, that's what we were trying to avoid in the first place.
When you announced that you were running, you had said you wanted to bring diversity to a party that's populated with, this is your quote, mostly old white men. Why do you think that diversity has been really difficult to attain so far in the party?
Well, if I can first say that I was actually quoting what I think is a stereotype. So that isn't necessarily, you know, my thought of the party. And, you know, being a member of the party that's clearly not an old white man, it rings true, you know, to me more than probably anybody else. But, you know, I would say I think we've had a communication problem. You can only relate to people if you, you know, understand them, you know, share their perspective and are willing, you know, to talk about things in a not highly politicized fashion. And so that's, I've had that experience serving in the New Hampshire legislature where, you know, you actually go knock on doors and, you know, talk to people, you know, one-on-one about the issues that concern them. And I think in Washington, for whatever reason, you know, those that have been in the media the most or are highlighted saying, frankly, some very stupid things, it's created a very poor stereotype and perception. But the fact is there are many of us on the ground that, you know, promote the values and ideals of individual liberty, personal responsibility, small government, local control, and our voices just aren't necessarily being heard. So I would love to participate in helping to communicate and spread the message.
Marlinda Garcia, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.